All right. As you sit there relaxing, anticipating going into deeper levels of relaxation called hypnosis, you'll notice that your body begins to settle. Not because I say so, but because something deeper than thought has already decided that it's time. And as you listen, or don't listen, you might begin to notice, or perhaps not notice, that certain things are beginning to slow down. Not everything, just the parts that need to. Not because slowing is better than stillness, or stillness is faster than silence, but because your mind, the conscious one, the thinking one, the strategic one, is starting to wonder, wait, what exactly am I supposed to be doing right now? And while it wonders, another part of you, the one that doesn't need to analyze, the one that listens in between the words, is already drifting downward. It's a strange thing, isn't it, to try and follow what I am saying, only to realize that trying to follow makes it harder to hear. And not trying somehow makes it easier. Like counting backwards from a thought that hasn't happened yet. Like remembering a future you haven't lived. It's like this. If you imagine standing in a hallway lined with doors, and behind one of those doors is a staircase, but you're not sure which door it is. And each door has a word on it. Understand. That's one word on one door. The other door says control. Another door says prove. Another says fix. Another one says win. And then there's a door with no word at all, just space. That's the one. The others are locked. Not because they're bad, but because you've already been in them many times. This door, this empty one, is the entrance to something else. And you don't need to open it with logic. You open it by doing nothing at all. So go ahead. In your mind, reach toward that door. Feel it open, not with your hands, but with your willingness to stop solving. And as it swings open, feel yourself stepping in, descending a staircase where each step softens your thinking and sharpens your awareness. Down and down, deeper and deeper, easier and easier. And by the time we reach the therapeutic part, you may not even remember how you got here. That's perfect. That's how your true self prefers it. Now let's begin. Now in this quiet space, see yourself standing on a narrow bridge. No, not a narrow bridge, a narrow ridge overlooking a vast forest. That's right. See yourself standing on a narrow ridge overlooking a vast forest. Behind you, the high tower you've lived in for years. Its walls are built of expectations, fears, control, and certainty. Each brick labeled with phrases like, "She should understand me. She should meet my needs. She should give me peace." These phrases were not cruel in intent, but they were not born from love. They were born from fear. Look closely. This tower has protected you, but it has also isolated you. Inside, you were alone, even with her by your side. Now turn away from that tower and step into the forest. Each step is a step into a different kind of knowing, into the world your true self has always longed to enter, a world where Anne is no longer a projection, but a person, a soul, a woman worthy of her own experience. Let us walk further now. Imagine ahead there is a clearing. In the middle of the clearing, a bench. And sitting on that bench is Anne. But this is not Anne as you have imagined her through the lens of your false self. This is Anne as she is, whole, imperfect, tender, weary, beautiful. She doesn't notice you yet. You stand behind her. And from this angle, you are allowed to see her pain. Not to judge it. Not to fix it. Just to witness it. You see how she glances around, always checking the emotional temperature. Her shoulders slightly raised, as though perpetually braced for a storm. You hear her inner thoughts whisper. You hear Anne's inner thoughts whisper these words. If I say this wrong, he might grow cold. If I ask for too much, he'll need space again. If I feel too deeply, he'll say, I'm too much. And now, Alec, you understand. She has not felt safe. Not because you meant to harm her, but because the version of you she lives with isn't fully you. It is the version shaped by your false self. The part of you that demands predictability, that sees her feelings as threats, that interprets her autonomy as abandonment. The part that whispers, if she changes, I lose control. If I give too much, I will vanish. If she leaves, I am nothing. But this is not the truth. This is not your true self. This is the wounded architect of your emotional tower. And now that you see her clearly, and as she truly is, notice what rises in you. Is it guilt? Is it sorrow? Is it a desire to fix? Let all those fall away too. What remains is the most sacred thing of all, compassion. The kind of compassion that says, I see you now. I'm sorry I didn't before. Imagine now, Alec, that you are holding a pair of glasses. Lenses shaped by your false self. Every time you wear them, Anne appears distorted. Her emotions seem irrational. Her affection seems clingy. Her needs seem excessive. You've worn these glasses for so long, you forgot they weren't real sight. You forgot they weren't real sight. But now you take them off. Breathe in and place them gently on the earth. As you do, feel something shift in your chest, like a space opening up that's been closed for years. This is the birth of a new vision. In this vision, Anne is not here to soothe you. She is not here to revolve around you. She is not here to reassure your insecurities or adapt herself to fit your moods. She is here to be herself. And you, your true self, is capable of seeing her without fear, capable of loving her without possession, capable of being inspired by her independence, not threatened by it. Let this truth settle deep into your nervous system. Repeat silently in your mind the following words. She is not mine. She is herself. I am safe without controlling her. Again, let's repeat this. She is not mine. She is herself. And I am safe without controlling her. Now whisper this truth to your inner boy, the one who thought that love meant clinging, the one who believed that if someone left, it meant you weren't enough. Tell him these words. You are already enough. You don't have to control love to receive it. You don't have to be perfect to be loved. You don't need Anne to fill your emptiness. You are already whole. Let's move forward now. Imagine standing beside Anne in this forest clearing. Not behind her. Not in front. Beside. She turns to you. There is a question in her eyes. A silent wondering. Do you truly see me now? And you answer not with words, but with presence. You hold out your hand, palm up, not to grasp, not to lead, but to invite. This is the posture of your true self. This is what you've been missing all along. Not power, not peace bought by control, but presence, true, calm, confident presence. From this place, expectations fall away. You no longer need Anne to be your mirror. You no longer expect her to soothe your moods. You no longer punish her for expressing pain. Instead, you become curious about her pain. You become interested in her world. You discover joy in her freedom and comfort in your own. Let's examine the old beliefs one by one. As we do, we will gently rewire your inner world with new truths. The old belief says she should meet all my emotional needs. Your new truth says I am responsible for meeting my own emotional needs. Her love is a gift, not an obligation. Your old belief says, if she's different from me, I'm unsafe. Your new truth says, differences enrich love. Her uniqueness is not a threat, it is a blessing. Your old belief says, if she pulls away, I must pull harder. Your new truth says, if she needs space, I honor it. I trust love does not vanish in stillness. The old belief says, if she hurts, it's my failure. Your new truth says, her feelings are hers. I can witness them without taking them on. Your old belief says, if I lose control, I lose love. Your new truth says, love is not control. Love is freedom. Repeat the most powerful truth of all. I no longer need her to be who I imagined. I now love her as she truly is. Now, in a moment, you will return to your conscious state, but something fundamental will have shifted. From now on, you will pause before reacting. You will ask, is this my true self or my false self speaking? You will listen, not just to Anne's words, but to the emotion beneath. You will apologize without shame. You will allow her to flourish without controlling how that looks. You will trust that real love asks not for obedience, but for mutual respect. Every time you find yourself judging her, return to this forest. Return to this bench. Return to the moment where you chose to see her as she is. Every night before sleep, you can repeat the simple mantra. She is herself. I am whole. Love is freedom. And I am finally free to love. Now, bring your awareness back to your breath. Feel the air moving through your nose once more. feel the floor beneath you, the sounds around you, and the steady, peaceful rhythm in your heart. When you are ready, I will count you back from 5 to 1. With each number, return not to the old self, but to the self that just awakened. 5, awareness returning. 4, bringing you clarity. 3, integrating this deeper knowing. 2, feeling stronger, clearer. And 1, eyes open, when ready, fully present, fully yourself, and welcome back.